It's Wednesday, April 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea conducted a huge live fire drill that involved up to 400 artillery pieces yesterday, which may have been supervised by the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, the USS Michigan, a United States nuclear-powered submarine, pulled into the South Korean port, reports Fox News. President Donald Trump vowed to stamp out anti-Semitism yesterday in remarks at the Capitol, commemorating the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's National Days of Remembrance, reports TheHill.com.
2 out of every 3 Jews in Europe were murdered in the genocide. Millions more innocent people were imprisoned and executed by the Nazis without mercy. Yet even today, there are those who want to forget the past. Worse still, there are even those filled with such hate that they want to erase the Holocaust from history. Those who deny the Holocaust are an accomplice to this horrible evil. We will never, ever be silent in the face of evil again.
Evangelicals and Pentecostals are more likely to be persecuted for their faith than other Christians, a new report claims. Because evangelicals and Pentecostals have a more urgent understanding of evangelization, they actually expect and are prepared to endure persecution. The 3-year project entitled Under Caesar's Sword at the University of Notre Dame examined how different Christian groups respond when faced with oppression in its latest report entitled In Response to Persecution. U.S. District Judge William Orrick blocked a Trump administration order to withhold funding from sanctuary cities, where they refuse to cooperate with U.S. immigration authorities, reports the Associated Press. The judge said that the president has no authority to attach new conditions to federal spending. While San Francisco and Santa Clara County claimed that Trump's executive order threatened billions of dollars of tax monies, the funding cutoff only applied to less than $1 million through 3 Justice Department and Homeland Security Department grants. Arizona ranchers John Ladd and Fred Davis appeared on Fox & Friends yesterday morning and said the election of Donald Trump has dramatically reduced illegals crossing the border.
John, how much of a reduction have you seen since Donald Trump has been president of the United States?
90%, 95%. It's almost non-existent to see an illegal anymore.
That must be a truly welcome relief in light of how many illegal aliens have been caught on his ranch in the 30 years he's owned it.
Any idea how many illegals have gone across your property through the years?
In 30 years, Border Patrol's caught 500,000 people on our ranch.
500,000 people?
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Fred, for the folks watching right now, why do you need a structure between Mexico and the United States?
You've got the cartels coming across, bringing drugs, guns. They're a dangerous bunch of people, and there's a lot of the border that doesn't even have vehicle access.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia claims that he's pro-life. However, Life News has a picture of him standing next to an abortion activist with a big smile, holding a sign stating, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." Manchin's voting record is consistently pro-abortion, including a recent vote against a measure that would overturn President Barack Obama's ban on defunding Planned Parenthood. James 1:8 warns, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." While the cult of Jehovah's Witnesses was banned from Russia this week by their Supreme Court, Christian missionary Blake Purcell of the Slavic Reformation Society described to the World View the greatest need of the Orthodox Bible-believing missionaries who remain.
We train Russian pastors in our seminary called the Biblical Theological Seminary of St. Petersburg, and we have to bring men in twice a year from across 9 time zones and sometimes 3 or 4 or 5 different countries. So we've had men from Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. We've had men that were sort of immigrants from Belarus. So that costs $20,000 each time we do that. If we could get $20,000 a year coming in to cover these special twice a year costs, then we wouldn't have to be raising the money at the last minute. So it's both a prayer request and then a request for you after you've prayed and in your praying, please go and consider giving.
If you'd like to help fund the evangelization of Russia, visit the website SlavicReformationSociety.com. In an amazing story of divine intervention, a pastor ministering in the Middle East was reportedly saved by lions who prevented a group of Islamic extremists from attacking him and a group of Christians, reports Christian Headlines. On Easter Sunday, Pastor Paul Sinaraj was leading the service when Muslim militants came upon them brandishing weapons. Pastor Paul recalled, quote, "We had no idea what to do," unquote. The group of Christians thought they were all about to die. Just then, a lion appeared out of the forest and began to attack one of the militants. The other two militants tried to fight the lion off, but then two more lions appeared. The Muslims ran away in fear. Pastor Paul wrote, quote, "My risen Lord Jesus Christ has saved my life once again, and I praise and thank God for his unspeakable grace," unquote. If God could close the mouths of the lions to protect righteous Daniel, he certainly can open the mouths of lions to protect righteous Pastor Paul. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.